Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jim Wyatt joins us now, and to Don's point about them not knowing touchdown Jesus, Derek Mason told us that the players told him that they had to Google touchdown Jesus. They didn't know. Jim Wyatt joins us now to talk Titans football, brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today. Jim, welcome in. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are doing well. So Marcus Mariota participated in full terms yesterday, scaled back a little bit today. He was limited in practice today. What's going on?
You know, Mike Vrabel said that he's about the same as he was yesterday. They want to give Blaine Gabbert some reps and kind of get him up to speed where they'll have a better feel for what they're going to do as we get closer to the game. You know, he still sounded like he's optimistic about Marcus Mariota's chances of playing on Sunday, but they're going to be prepared and have both guys ready, just depending on how the week plays out.
It was interesting, Jim, to see Dennis Kelly's name when you had tweeted on that these are the guys I didn't see in the open portion of practice. And Taylor Lewan was the other guy, so that's the guy on the left end and the right end who weren't practicing today. And this is a pretty good Texans defense that we would see rolling in here on Sunday.
Yeah, Jack Conklin was not out there either. So you're talking about your three top tackles not practicing today for the Titans. You know, Kelly dealing with an illness. He practiced yesterday. Was not out here today. I think the hope is he'll be back. I know Mike Vrabel talked about Taylor Lewan and said he's home again today. They hope to get him back and maybe doing some things as he gets in that return to play program that they work guys through. But certainly some question marks up front on the offensive line. I thought the group really played well and guys who stepped in played well, but the more guys out and the more you're cutting into that depth and you just keep your fingers crossed that some of these guys will be nearing good health when they could play.
Also, Corey Davis, who had shown up as a partial participant or limited, I guess, in practice with a hamstring, that made a lot of people shudder around town.
Yeah, and he was adamant today that his hamstring is fine, he said. You know, he was asked about whether or not this was maybe them coaches and trainers want to ease him back, from not wanting to overwork him and just kind of watch his reps. And he didn't want to go down that road. He just said, with a pretty quick answer, my hamstring's fine, not concerned about it. And then just was kind of moving on. So he was limited for the second day in a row and, wanted to keep an eye on, but he certainly didn't make it sound like it was a big concern.
Jimmy, we were just talking about Pro Football Focus. They have eight experts, and every single one of them picked the Texans to win this game. From the outsider's view, why do you think that is?
Well, I think probably some of it is because of the way that the Titans maybe looked on Sunday, and I get that, and certainly this team's going to have to play better. I'll say this, and I looked at some of those predictions going into Sunday's game against the Dolphins. I think most people picked the Titans to win. Teams bounce back quickly in this league. I mean, Houston has a heck of a team, and Deshaun Watson is a heck of a quarterback. I saw that firsthand last year when we went to Houston on October the 1st. I think they were considered the favorite, if not the Jags, to win this division. Titans banged up. I mean, Dillis is starting left tackle, who's not practicing. Delaney Walker, your top tight end, who's not playing this game. You got questions at quarterback as Marcus works his way back from an injury. So I get it. What the Titans have got to do is just find a way to rise up and win a game. People are talking about must win in week two. I don't buy that. I mean, I was around in 2006 when this team started 0-6, and then they're going to week 17 needing a win to get in the playoffs and didn't win that game. But you can still keep yourself alive by winning games after September. But it's a big game. You don't want to go to 0-2 with Jacksonville on the horizon and at the start of a five-game stretch where you've got teams that were either in the playoffs last year or had a winning record. So it's a big game. You're at home against a division rival, and have to have some guys rise up to win it.
It's interesting to me, Jim, and maybe the wild card in all this is, if anybody knows the Texans defense, it's a guy that used to coordinate it. And you've got guys like Pat O'Hara, who were on the offensive staff at Houston, and it was Mike Vrabel's job every day in practice to practice against Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, and you just go down the list of all the weapons they have. I would imagine this staff has a fairly good amount of working knowledge about everything the Texans can, will, and, you know, have ever thought about doing.
Yeah, and I think that helps to some degree, at least knowing personnel and knowing strengths and knowing areas to attack. But now I'll say this, and it's kind of similar to my answer last week when a lot of people were asking about Luke Falk and how much he could help the Dolphins. It still boils down to you beating the man in front of you. And what you see on tape and what these guys have seen playing against the Texans before, that's going to help them more than anything that somebody could tell them. I mean, you've got to cover DeAndre Hopkins. You've got to keep him from killing you. You've got to keep Deshaun Watson from moving around and keeping plays alive like he has. You've got to block J.J. Watt when you know he's coming after you. I mean, they've got some serious weapons on this team, and you can tell somebody exactly what they're going to do, but still got to go out there and keep them from beating you.
12 o'clock, Nissan Stadium. Right here on 104.5 The Zone. TitansOnline.com. That's the website. Jim, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a great rest of the week.
Right, at Jay Wyatt Sports on Twitter, TitansOnline.com. Lee Company countdown to kickoff begins at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. We'll be in the Pinnacle Titan Up tailgate zone at the south end of Nissan Stadium. So come out there and see us. There's always a lot of people that come down. They have a band that plays. There's like a bar set up. There's stuff for kids to do. It's a cool place to come out and hang before the game. I saw the Doherty family out there before the most recent preseason home game.
What do you think this crowd will be on Sunday? I mean, you like to think it'll be, it's the home opener. It's, you know, new coaching staff, new offense. You like to think that it'd be a decent crowd, but what do you think it'll be?
Early, I don't know. Kick. 52.
Okay.
Something like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, back in the day, like, you couldn't get tickets.
No.
Yeah.
Waiting list for season tickets?
I want to say that
gotta win to get back to that.
Weather forecast is 82 maybe for a high.
Right.
So you can't say
too hot.
98, so we're not going. And there have been some home openers where it was hot like that. So the weather's going to be good. You know, maybe you get some walk-up traffic. But I think people just, you know, when you see LaJuan get knocked out and you see Delaney get knocked out of the season and you see Marcus get hurt, and I think that might be something that hurts your walk-up. Because there's people that are like, hey, the doors are open, I'm going to go to the game. Like our guy V-Love, he's tweeting, you know, all the time. He's excited about it. There's a lot of people out there who they just want to go see the Titans. Win, lose, draw, rain, shine, cold, hot, they don't care. They're
true
just going to go.
Yeah.
But they're the people, well, you know, my work, they had six tickets, and we're just not going to go. You know, it's the more casual fan that, winning is the one thing that would bring them back. Winning consistently, playing exciting offensive football, because people like to see touchdowns and passes, and they like to see people running up and down the field. But winning and an exciting brand of football are what will make people get up and leave the comfort of their romper room and their giant and their giant TV.
Who has a romper room?
And their beer. That's,
what is a romper room?
You know, the place where you watch the Titans when you stay home and watch it on your big screen TV, and your food's already bought and your beer was cheaper. And, you know, that's just, it's hard to compete now with the Red Zone channel and your own cold beer or, you know, your own warm house. It's
hard to compete. I still love the environment of the football game, though.
I do too.
It's such a fun experience, especially if you have, I've got three boys. It's so much fun. Like, it's an all day thing. We go down there, we tailgate, we throw the football, we talk with people, meet up with people. I mean, it's so, and then watch the game. It's so much fun.
The football experience, what makes it great is because how few experiences you get, right? I mean, if you're a high school team, you have a 10-game season, you get five home games.
Dude, they're halfway through Friday.
Right. If you're a college team, you're going to play 12 games. You're going to have, Like Middle's got five. A lot of teams will have six, maybe seven home games. That's all the times you get. And then for the Titans.
For the entire year.
For the whole year. And if you're the
Enjoy
Titans.
Enjoy it while it's here.
You're going to get 10 games, including two preseason games. Why not enjoy all of them?
I mean, just